This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Slayton, S-L-A-T-O-N, first name Mankdale, M-A-N-Q-A-L-E. The date of birth, September 10th, 1981. Date of evaluation, March 2nd, 2026. The chief complaint, 44-year-old male with palpitations. The HBI, the patient is a 44-year-old male with history of right shoulder injury, period. He reports an industrial injury, noting that he was delivering a UPS package at the time of his injury, period. He was reaching for package in approximately December, January of 2025-26, semicolon, when he felt a snapping sensation, period. He noted that the package was heavier than anticipated, and he dropped it onto his foot, period. He was then evaluated at Concentra and later taken off work, period. He was then referred for a surgical intervention, period. He has ongoing pain involving his shoulder, i.e. his right shoulder, which he rates as 10/10 subjectively, period. Pain is constant. It is improved with some exercise and also improved by leaning against a wall, period. He denies any chest pain or thrombopenia or PND symptoms, but reports palpitations, period. This had especially occurred when he was at a gym, period. His past surgical history includes jaw surgery, next number, occipital scalp surgery, next number, status post motor vehicle accident, next number, right hand surgery. The medications, omeprazole DR, 20 milligram capsule BID, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, grandmother had hypertension and diabetes, mother had pacemaker hypertension and diabetes. Social history, no marijuana use, but no cigarette or drug use. The review of systems, constitutional, he reports weight gain, gastrointestinal, he reports symptoms of GERD, which especially occurs at nighttime. Endocrine, he has heat and cold intolerance. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 126/65, pulse 63, respiratory rate 20, height 67 inches, weight 213.8 pounds. In general, the patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal, the right shoulder demonstrates tenderness on abduction, period. There is restrictive range of motion to approximately 150 degrees, period. The data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 53 beats per minute. Cannot rule out old inferior wall myocardial infarction, period. The lab work, white blood cell count 6.9, hemoglobin 14.4, platelets 233. Sodium 142, potassium 4.1, chloride 111, bicarb 27, BUN15, creatinine 0.96, glucose 107. The impression, this is a 44-year-old male who's seen preoperatively, period. He is noted to have had palpitations, period. He otherwise has had no cardiovascular symptoms, period. Patient is an injured worker who sustained right shoulder injury after lifting a heavy package. He was then diagnosed with osteoarthritis of the right acromioclavicular joint, calcific tendonitis, and tear of the right rotator cuff. The MRI of the right shoulder dated August 24, 2025 showed evidence of moderate AC joint arthropathy, moderate supraspinatus tendinopathy, and a small area of distal tendon suggestive of focal interstitial tear. A CT scan of the right shoulder performed March 18, 2025 showed moderate arthrosis of right acromioclavicular joint, lateral downsloping of the acromion, and minimal osteophytosis of the glenohumeral joint. The patient is now felt to require surgical intervention, period. He is noted to have mildly abnormal EKG. He is bradycardic, but is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure, period. He is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.